Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Authorities have released the identities of three York County police officers shot and killed after a suspect opened fire on them as they served an arrest warrant at his ex-girlfriend's home. The shooter was killed after a gunfight. KYW's John McDevitt has more.
We did hear from York County District Attorney Timothy Baker. He says that the incident started with a domestic violence call. On Tuesday, the mother of the suspect, 24-year-old Matthew James Ruth, his girlfriend. So on Tuesday, the mother of Ruth's ex-girlfriend called police and said that Ruth was spotted on their property with binoculars looking into the window. He was dressed in camouflage. Officers responded but couldn't find him. Officials say the next day, the Northern York County Regional Police Department detectives and a deputy from the York County Sheriff's Department served an arrest warrant for stalking, loitering, and prowling at night when the unthinkable happened.
Detective Emenheiser discovered that the door was unlocked, having remembered that the door was left locked by the ex-girlfriend and mother, who were not at the residence because they went somewhere else for their safety. They decided that they were going to go in. The door was opened, and upon immediately opening the door, the actor repeatedly fired at the officers with multiple rounds from an AR-15-styled rifle.
Detective Sergeant Cody Becker, Detective Mark Baker, Detective Isaiah Eimenhauser were shot and killed.
Another detective and a York County Sheriff's deputy were wounded. Both are in critical condition but stable. A motive is still being investigated. Investigators are trying to identify a man seen on video following a woman and shooting at her nearly a dozen times as she walked down the street in North Philadelphia. Police are calling it a miracle that she wasn't hit. Here's KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
In surveillance video released by police, a woman is walking along the Roosevelt Boulevard near 4th Street around 7 o'clock Monday morning when someone jumps out of the passenger side of a car, which seems to be following her, and begins to fire.
9 fired cartridge casings were found at the scene.
Northwest Detectives Captain John Craig.
The vehicle involved is described as a small Nissan Juke SUV, and the offender is described as a black male, approximately 5'7", with a medium to stocky build, wearing a gray hooded sweatshirt pulled around his face and white gloves.
Authorities say some of the homes and cars down the block were damaged, but no one was injured.
Police don't know why the man was firing at her, and they are still speaking with the victim. Video can be seen on our website, kywnewsradio.com. Philadelphia police have identified the victim, whose decomposing body was discovered in the trunk of a stolen car earlier this week. They also determined the cause of death. Authorities say 27-year-old Malik Tribble of North Philadelphia was shot several times, and at some point, his body was stuffed in the trunk of a Dodge Charger. Police responded to a 911 call about a suspicious car that was parked on North Bambury Street in North Philly Tuesday night. Responding officers ran the plates of the Charger and saw it was stolen last Friday. Police say there was a strong odor coming from the trunk, and when firefighters opened it, they found Tribble's body wrapped in a sheet. Investigators have not yet determined a motive, and so far no one has been arrested. Police are looking for tips from the public, and there is a $20,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction. Penn State says it will shut down WPSU, the only source of public broadcasting for central and northern Pennsylvania. KYW's Connor Barkon reports.
The move follows a loss of more than $1 million in federal funding as a result of a rescission package that took money away from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, passed by Congress earlier this year. The university-owned television and radio stations reach a large audience.
24 counties serves approximately 500,000 households.
Former WPSU Director of Broadcasting Jeff Hughes says it's difficult to know things are winding down at a station he worked at for more than 35 years.
All the documentaries, all the programs that have been produced, where does that archive go? And who's going to come in to replace this service.
A proposed deal to transfer ownership of WPSU to Philadelphia-based WHYY collapsed last week after Penn State's trustees rejected the plan. Penn State's Board of Trustees called the decision difficult and said it was grateful to WPSU employees. The stations are expected to go dark before July of next year. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.